From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
Oscar De La Hoya. Welcome.
What's up, brother?
Big weekend for you.
Yeah.
Fight night. I have to ask one question.
Well, Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney.
When you prepare for a fight, the couple of days before the fight, do you go out? Do you go to restaurants? Or do you just focus and stay in the hotel after training? What's usually you advise a boxer?
Well, what I would advise a boxer is obviously stay in, stay focused. You know, focus on your craft, your fight, making weight. It all depends. Every fighter is different.
Mm-hmm. I seen Ryan Garcia in the restaurant with me last night at 11:30 p.m. What does that mean?
Well, you a snitch, bro.
What? Learned from the biggest snitch in the room.
But is he focused?
Every fighter's there. I don't know. I'm his promoter. I'm not with him 24/7. Mm-hmm. But you take a look at fighters in the past, and it's like, I mean, look at Tyson, right? In Japan,
he lost.
Buster Douglas. Yeah, he lost. So it's like you have fighters, you know, like Trinidad or myself, or that are focused. You know, and Ryan's different, man. I don't know what it is, but he's just different. And I saw him, every time I see him, he's focused, he's on it. And then every time cameras are around him, he's like...
Different.
He just turns it on. It's crazy.
Well, yesterday you said, not yesterday, you talked about Devin Haney, but are you concerned about Ryan Garcia's mental health in any way?
Am I concerned?
Mm-hmm.
No, every time I'm around him, I don't really pay attention. Yeah, I see what he's posting and all that, and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
That I always think, well, it takes, 10 seconds to post? 30 seconds to post, you know?
So do you think it's a show to sell tickets to sell a fight?
He might be trolling, man. I don't know. I don't know.
Now, they said he got asked to leave the Mets game. He was supposed to throw out the first pitch.
Yeah.
And they threw him out the game. Yeah. Do you know the reason for that was? Or?
Yeah. The security, I'm pretty sure somebody in security got fired because we walked in.
Oh, you was with him?
Oh, yeah. I was with him. We walked in and he goes into the VIP room to wait, you know, and he's warming up. He's excited to throw the pitch.
Yeah.
And I walk in after him, and I run into the wife of the owner, And we start talking, and she speaks Spanish. And I'm like, oh, man, she's all excited. Oh, I can't wait for Ryan and throw the pitch. Took pictures, and all of a sudden, like 15 minutes later, they tell us, hey, they don't want Ryan or Devin throwing the first pitch because there might be a fight.
Between them?
Between them.
Oh, because of what happened at the Empire State.
You know? I mean, it was a good shove, you know, for Devin. But, and I was like, no, it's all good. It's all good. I'll be in the middle, and I'll take care of it. And they said, well, we'd rather have you throw the first pitch, and but they can't do it. So I said, you know what? I'm going to stick to my boy. We're going to get out of here. Let's go.
How did you get
Yankees fans anyway, so.
How did you get your relationship back on track with Ryan Garcia? Because he was just pissed off at y'all in December.
You know what? You know, it's funny. It's funny because, you know, when a fighter's going to make a lot of money, you know, things change. Things change. When a fighter loses, things change. When a fighter wins, things change. You know, so boxers are, we're all roller coasters, man.
Was there any conversation, any apologies?
No, we talk. I'm here to give him advice. I'm probably the closest person, the closest fighter to give him advice. Because, you know, everybody compares us this and that, you know, our careers are similar or whatever. But no, we're all cool. We're good.
I saw you say that Devin Haney's losing his composure.
I think he is, man. Okay. I think he is. See, what Ryan reminds me of is Floyd Mayweather, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, Floyd Mayweather was the master at talking smack.
He was.
On how to get in your head. Mm-hmm. And I can see Ryan getting into Devin's head. I mean, Devin, I've never seen Devin push somebody so hard at the Empire State Building. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I've never seen that. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I mean, Ryan, I think Ryan's doing something right, man, because he's going to make weight.
Is he going to make weight? Because that was one thing that said he might not make weight.
I mean, I hear both guys are, I think they know how to sell the fight, you know, and it's created a huge buzz. And so, but I think Saturday night, it's going to be so intense.
Yeah.
I couldn't face these guys off yesterday at the press conference because I thought they were going to go at it.
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts on this ticket sales, though?
Ticket sales are going great.
Not at the Barclays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tickets. I mean, we're gonna have 17,000 people there.
That's a damn lie. They just said they were having trouble selling tickets.
No, it's not. It's not.
When that changed, Oscar?
We sold. We were at 14,000 when I got to New York.
Man, somebody lying. We saw it all the headline.
Yeah. No. Charlamagne said somebody was giving out tickets at the front.
In the bank account.
Yeah. So all these headlines, you've seen these headlines.
They said they was giving away tickets in the front of the Barclays and nobody wanted to go. No?
That's not true. Come on. It's not true. I would never do that.
No. You're a promoter. You're supposed to say that. You can't come on here and say nobody buying tickets.
If it wasn't selling, I would say, shit, it's not selling. But I'll tell you one thing. It hasn't sold out, which makes me, you know, not concerned but surprised. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? Yeah, a fight like this should have sold out, like, quick. Like
I remember Ryan saying that was a part of the reason why he wanted it to be in Vegas.
Yeah,
you know, because that's a better selling market for fights.
Why was it in Brooklyn? I had to bring him in New York.
Why?
I had to.
They're both LA fighters. Yeah, I figured it'd be bigger in LA.
But I'll tell you one thing: New York is a whole different animal, man. Mm-hmm. New York, when you fight in New York, when you're exposed to the audience here, it's just it takes you to another level, man. So
I
had to bring Ryan here with Devin, and it just made sense.
The pay-per-views matter more, though, right? The pay-per-view bar.
Yeah, and it's going through the roof. It's crazy.
Yeah, I believe that.
We have numbers that are just, I mean, it's topping fights. This is going to be like a top five in the world, man. History.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
I don't doubt that. I mean, Ryan sells fights.
I do have to say that my bad on my part. I did scale the tickets a little too high. You know, like the first first 10 rows.
Yeah.
I think I put them too high. I think I was a little greedy.
Okay.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I was looking. I was like, what?
Yeah.
But I was.
Now, what would a Ryan Garcia loss mean to his career right now?
I think Ryan Garcia, see, there's something special with Ryan Garcia is that you take a look at the Tank fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
He loses the way he lost, gets knocked out, but now he's even bigger. You know, it's strange. He's even bigger now. And, you know, fighting Devin Haney, this is going to be a bigger fight than fighting Tank.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he loses, it does nothing to him.
Even if he gets, like, knocked out? I think it depends how he loses.
It just depends on how, yeah, you're right. It depends on how he loses. He gets knocked out in one, two rounds or whatever. It's like, it's not over, but it obviously, you know, his stock goes down.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a great fight, if it's a great fight, a long fight, and he gets stopped in the 10th, 11th round, and in a great fight, he loses nothing. Mm-hmm. If he wins, damn, I don't think I'm going to see him for like 2 months.
You think it's going to sell out? It's going to be a big one.
Yeah. No, it's going to be big.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it's huge. It's actually huge. But yeah, the ticket sales, yeah, my bad. Seriously, my bad.
So what do you mean, my bad? You just said so 14,000.
No,
too high. The price is too high.
Yeah. A little high, you know?
If I watch that TV on Saturday and it ain't full, Oscar.
Oh, no, it will be full. It will be. We'll have 17,000, 18,000 people that we want.
All right.
Yeah,
now,
we will.
Now, Canelo's back working with Golden Boy to promote his upcoming fight, right? Did I read that correctly?
Well, no. Canelo chose my fighter, Jaime Munguia, to fight. Yeah, the Cinco de Mayo weekend.
I like him too, by the way.
Yeah, he's a beast, yeah. Man. I think it's the changing of the guards. I really do. I think Canelo's a great fighter. Don't get me wrong. He's fought everybody. But every fighter has their decline. Every fighter, you know, the wear and tear. Canelo's had surgeries on his knees and his shoulders. You know, he had a tough fight in his last outing with some guy from the UK, and Munguia knocked that guy out in his last fight. So. Mm-hmm. I think Munguia being 27 years old, Canelo being 34 on his way out, I think it's a changing of the guards.
So if Canelo was still your fighter, would you say he's on a decline?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You'd be encouraging him to retire now?
Will I encourage him to retire? Not until he fights
Benavidez?
Munguia.
Oh, Munguia. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I want Munguia to kick his ass.
And you think he's going to win?
Oh, hell yeah. I think so. Wow. I think so.
I like Munguia, though.
No, I like Munguia. He's a warrior, man. Yeah, he's a fighter. But look, you know how it is in boxing. The next young guy has to come up and dethrone, you know, just like me and Chavez back in the day, you know. So yeah, it has to happen.
Now you were very critical on the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight.
Yeah, Jake Paul. I love Mike Tyson, man. I don't want to see him get hurt. I don't want to see him, you know. I know they're fighting with a headgear. They're fighting with 16-ounce gloves.
I know they're fighting with headgear.
Yeah, they're fighting with headgear. So it's. This is what I tell Jake Paul. Jake Paul, if you want to take the sport serious, right, the way you claim you want to take the sport serious and be world champion, well, it's not taking this route and fighting Mike Tyson, you know? Yeah, you're going to make a lot of money. You're going to sell a lot of tickets. You're going to attract a lot of new fans, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to take the sport serious and be world champion, then take the route. Go fight a top 20. Go fight a top 10 fighter, a top 5 fighter. Be a contender and win a world title. Take the tough road the way we did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this route here, yeah, it's a money grab. But it's all good. I just wish Mike Tyson, you know, the very best. I love Mike Tyson. Man.
You think he could beat Mike Tyson?
I don't know, man. One punch from Tyson can end it all. So, and Tyson's looking like a beast right now.
You just said Canelo's on the decline. He's only 34. Mike Tyson is 60.
Yeah, but this
Mike
is...
Mike Tyson's not on damn 60.
He's close.
This is an exhibition.
Oh, so you don't think they're really going to be hitting each other?
No. You don't think Mike Tyson will be hitting
them? I mean, you saw the Roy Jones-Mike Tyson fight, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, nobody knocked each other out. I mean, you know, we know how to pull punches.
Yeah. Do you think, if Ryan Garcia loses this fight, what did you learn from his loss against Tank that you would do different if he loses this one? Haney.
I mean, look.
Like, did you be there for him?
It all depends on him. Look, I'm the promoter, man. Yeah. You know, yeah. A lot of people think that I'm there with him every single day and this and that, holding his hand. No, he has his own team.
Mm-hmm.
He has his managers. He has his, you know, he's got everything. I'm just here to organize the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know, that's it. I can give him advice if they come and ask me for advice.
Yeah.
But I can't be like, it's like babysitting. I can't be babysitting. What, I got 60 fighters in my roster.
But nothing's concerning to you when you see him, you know, spaz out online, or you see the tweets, or you hear the stories. It's not concerning at all.
Yeah, I got to call him, you know, hey, what's going on, bro? He goes, nah, everything's good. I'm trolling, man. I'm trolling.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I got to believe that.
And that's actually great for a promoter, because troll, tickets.
Exactly.
Sales, you know,
exactly.
So.
I want to ask you another question about Canelo. He was here last year, and he said he didn't know if you're a good person and that you're all business. Do you think Oscar De La Hoya is a good person?
If you see everything what he's doing, I think before, because we are loyal, right? And we are always, we are the only fighter, we stay with them when everybody left him, right? Because I'm loyal. And I treat everybody like a family. And mm-hmm. I do the same thing with Golden Boy. But I think he's no that kind of person.
You don't have no loyalty to
him? I don't know if he's a good person or not, but I think he knows the person what he show.
You think it's just all business with him?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
All business.
I'm very disappointed with the shit he's talking, you know? I really am. Because we worked together for, what, I think 11 years. I built his career, mm-hmm. you know? We could have easily derailed his career by the opponents that we chose for him, mm-hmm. you know? Mm. And you're going to tell me that he's gonna talk shit about me when the man is down? You know, when I was down and out, what, 4 or 5 years ago? 6 years ago? Mm-hmm. He wants to step on my neck and keep me down mm. and talk shit? Like, what's wrong with you? You know? So, yeah, does he think I'm a bad guy? Yeah, I'm a bad guy to you. I don't like you.
Yeah.
For all the shit you talk to me about, mm-hmm. you know? You don't do that. You put a man down and keep him down and talk shit and continue. Come on, dude. What happened to helping me out, mm-hmm. you know? We're fighters. We're in the boxing business. We're here together, you know? And so do I like him? I don't like him as a person. Mm. No, I don't. I mean, he talks about loyalty and this and that. And mm-hmm. this guy's jumping from promoter to promoter to promoter to promoter. I mean, what kind of loyalty is that? Mm. Mm. That's not loyalty.
You think it could ever be repaired between y'all?
No. He's that type of person. He's that type of person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Am I a bad guy? Come on, man. Everybody knows me.
I don't know what that means. Probably people out there that know you that are like, yeah, he's a bad guy. I don't know what that means.
Well, we about to see right now one of them tickets in the first 10 rows.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Okay.
But I got a ticket, but it ain't in one of them 10 rows.
Oh.
So.
I'll hook you up.
Are you a good person or not?
I'll hook you up.
Are you a good person?
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
He's a good person.
I got you. No, for real, I do need a few tickets.
Yeah. Okay. I got you.
Come on, Oscar. Seriously.
No, seriously.
Oh, now you want to go.
Whatever you need. No, I'm good for Nyla. Nyla and her dad want to go. Yeah. I'm ordering on paper.
I control all the tickets. I got you.
I would think so, Golden Boy. I would hope so.
I want a pay-per-view as well.
I got you.
That's what's up.
Well, we appreciate you for joining us. The fight is this weekend. If you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets, pay-per-view as well. And we appreciate you. Thank you for always coming up here, man.
Yeah.
Nah, for real.
Always, man. Always.
We appreciate
always.
Having conversations with you.
Absolutely. Man, I remember the first time I came here, shit. I was scared as fuck, man.
Well, that's when your book came out. Huh? Yeah, we had to talk about everything in that book.
No, you know why? Because I was lying to myself.
That's real.
Yep.
You got to stop lying to yourself and stop volunteering those lies to others, Oscar.
I'm a new man, brother.
That's right.
There we go.
Good person.
That's right.
Well, it's Oscar De La Hoya. It's the Breakfast Club. Positive Notes up next.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.